One all, 44 points to 12 over there in Perth. The great coach of New South Wales, Brad Fittler, joins us. G'day, Bradley. Congratulations.
Thanks, Joel. Hey, Brian.
Hello, Bradley. How are you, mate? Congratulations. What's going on now in your life just as we speak? Because you would have come up with something a bit bizarre today. What have you done?
Today I went for a walk with Mark Hughes and about 100 or so people from NRL down to the Opera House. It was the launch of their 3-day walk from Sydney to Newcastle. So they're obviously selling beanies, and I think Boozy's raising something like another $3 million. Mm. He does pretty well. So I was down there this morning. Then I just actually walked the dog, Brian.
A lot of walking today, Brad.
Fresh air.
Do you wear any of those Fitbits or something to count your steps?
No. No Fitbits, no rings, no watches, no deodorant, nothing. Nothing fake, Brian.
No. Hang on. Deodorant's not fake. You know, like, you can get stuff, you can get the crystallized ones that doesn't harm the environment.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get that.
Next time you're up there in Nimbin, grab one off the side of the road. They're good.
Now, Coach, I know you're into your sleep patterns and things like that. I'm about to take it very serious to sleep. Is there anything you can tip me into? Is there a podcast or a book or something that is big about the sleep?
No, what I would do is be consistent.
Mm.
The one rule, I think, of thumb is that your body will get used to going to bed, or, you know, consistent actions before you go to bed. Or wait, the best one, I reckon, is waking up at the same time, because you can't always guide what time you go to bed if you've got things on. But the best one is wake up at the same time, and then just, it'll, your body will force yourself to go to sleep.
Bradley, how consistent was the coaching staff after Origin night when it came to the sleep patterns? Do you have a big one?
No. I'm off to drink.
I love that. You've inspired me to do the same, actually. What about...
Hang on. But, Brad, you've been off the drink for a while now, although you had a couple of blowouts.
Mm.
No, you didn't. You had a blowout at the Roosters ring.
Yeah. And my birthday, 50th. Yeah.
Two blowouts.
Yeah.
Sugar here had a beer on Sunday.
Yeah, but honestly, he has inspired me at some point, which hopefully is now, but you never know, I'm going to follow the great coach because he's setting a wonderful example how he's going about his life, Brian.
Hey, Freddie, run me through, was that always a plan to go 6 days earlier over to Perth, or was it to acclimatise, or was it just to spread the love of Origin?
Oh, to get over there. I love to get over and experience a lot. I can't see how it wouldn't be beneficial. I think also the fact we did the same trip a couple of years ago, that was beneficial and we had a good experience then. So, regardless of whether you win or loss, we're going over believing that's the most effective way to get your players ready for the game. You know, I think the players also proved that over the last couple of years, flying in and flying out, you know, it is 80 minutes, and if you get it right for 80, then... you know, you can still get a result in any game, but I felt, given the experience we had before, the players would have related to that. And then also when you talk about sleep, you know, it's only 2 hours, but it was amazing how long it took to actually get used to the time where everyone was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, for about 3 or 4 days. So I thought that worked well for us.
The big selection that people were talking about was Jake Trbojevic, and his form hasn't been the very, very best of his form coming into this series, Freddie, but there was something that you saw in him. What was the key deciding factor that you saw about Jake? I loved in the press conference after Origin 1 how he was waxing lyrically about how well those players played in front of him. What was the key thing that you liked about him?
Well, watching his game, I think, you know, Manly had some really good games. They're mighty unlucky against the Cowboys. They had them for 70-odd minutes, and I thought he was fantastic in that game. And they were pretty unlucky against Parramatta as well, and I thought he was great there. And, you know, I think sometimes, you know, the role he plays at Manly, he sort of runs a bit less, and I think the front row helped him. I think because he carries the ball in two hands a lot, allowed him to sort of get between defenders, and, you know, he's not that big a body, Jake, so if they get hold of him, they can move him. But, you know, he just seemed to, like he does, you know, he just picked the right decision every time. He, you know, passed when he had to and then dummied when he needed to. So, you know, and he's been doing that, I reckon, the last month.
I thought the duo between Appy and Cookie worked perfectly. And I noticed, Freddie, that I felt as though Cookie was a real team – not that he isn't always a real team player, but he held back the runs. Nathan seems to play his best when there's not a million runs from dummy half, 12 or more runs in Origin 1. This time it was a lot more contained. It allowed Cleary to sit back and drive the bus around. Is that how you felt the game went?
Yeah, I agree. He definitely plays a different role for South. You know, I think the thing that people underestimate Cookies, you know, I know Cameron Smith just left the game, but there's not many players that have a better pass than Damien Cook. Harry Grant's got a really good pass, but I've got to say Cookies is as good as anyone. So, I think people underestimate that part of anyone's game. If you've got a hooker that can nail that first pass, you're so much better off. And I think he used that part of his game really well.
Now, Freddie, the kid out there on the left edge, Matty Burton. Now, he started off as a centre at Penrith. You started off at Penrith as a centre. Do you think he – and now he's playing 5-8 for the Dogs. Do you think his best position is centre, or do you think he should persevere with playing 6 at the Dogs?
Well, if you followed my career, he'd end up in lock.
Yes, well, that was when you were Fat Freddy. after 95. Big fat, big hairy legs.
Yeah, big Birdo, he might be. I think when you watch him, he realises he could just about play anywhere. The one thing I was really surprised is, like, you know, Origin, especially the backs, you just got to get back and take your runs. Now, wingers are very good at that, but Critter and Birdo had to do a lot of that. So I was really pleased with his runs back there. He didn't get towed up that often or dragged back. So, that was a big part of his game, and that's a big part of State of Origin, is taking your medicine back there. And I thought that was the best part of his game.
What's he like, Freddie? Because they say he's a very quiet kid.
Yeah, pretty quiet. He was around the card table a lot. I think he's liked by the players. Like, he was always, it's not as though you sort of saw him, slipping down from his own room and keeping to himself. He was always with the group or a group of blokes playing cards, and there's a lot of cards, so you'd like it, Brian.
Yeah.
They're good camps, mate. But he fitted in there. They get on really well, you know, the team, and I think that's, obviously a big part of successful teams is that they get on, and, that means they can also put pressure on themselves when they have to and push each other. So I think, that worked really well, mate. And he's a good fella. And his family came in, and I saw the family after the game, actually, and, they're just lovely people. They love the game and love being there, and you can see they're really grateful and appreciative of what was going on. So, good family, mate.
Geez, Freddie, your back five were just sublime. And your captain, who hasn't yet got man of the match in these two games, but he's probably been runner-up in just about both of them, he, to me, has to be one of the most bulletproof Origin players. You just plug him in and you know what you're going to get every single time. Is that how you feel about Teddy?
Well, I don't like when people say that because he's got to play a game in between the next Origin. Mm. I don't like putting the mock on him, but I actually don't like watching him play because he just gets too involved. he's just in every tackle, and most of your damage is done is getting tackled, and he's on 25 runs a game, so he's getting tackled a lot. He'd get tackled as much as any player I reckon I've ever seen. Mm. So, yeah, he's not fun to watch when you want him, fresh for your Origin team, but that's how he plays, that's how he is. He wouldn't have it any other way. He's very, very resilient. Just keep marching.
Now, Freddie, you're going to have a good headache on your hands with everyone coming back, hopefully. Latrell, Jackie Whiten, who you'd think would make the squad. Can I ask you this? Are you opposed to having Latrell Mitchell on the bench?
I wouldn't be opposed to anything at the moment, but I suppose what an interesting question would be, what would you do, Brian and Joel?
Mm.
Well,
what would you do?
I would. This is what I was thinking. Now, it's very hard to change a winning team.
Yeah.
Super hard. But I also think that you've got to have Latrell somewhere in that squad, whether it's on the bench or starting. I just think the presence of him. And Joel and I were talking about this. If you're on the opposition and you see Latrell Mitchell, all of a sudden, psychologically, you're going, uh-oh, this is one of the top five players in the world, and I'm up against him. Whether he comes on after half an hour or 40 minutes or kickoff, but I think he's got to be in there somewhere in that 17.
Yeah, we disagree on that, Brian. I think it's clear cut for me, Freddie. I just think it's as simple as Matty Burton's going nowhere. I don't think Stephen Crichton's going anywhere for the reasons you give about the backfield. What Whiten did in game one was unbelievable. Mm. And unfortunately, I think that Sisifa Talakai, he can leave Origin, haven't had a taste, and he looks ahead to next year. I think it's a clear cut. Whiten goes in for Talakai. Mitchell, no, not this season.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No. It's too big a gamble. This is game three to gamble on Latrell Mitchell with
I don't think it's a gamble on him.
I put it this way. I'd rather have Pappenhausen than Latrell on my bench, personally. Okay. Personally. But anyway, what about Payne Haas, Freddie?
Hang on, Freddie didn't answer it.
No, he's not going to answer it.
Well, he can just.
Well, mate,
agree.
The one thing I will do over the next couple of days is listen. You know, there's a lot of people that are just as smart or smarter than I am. So I like to listen, and then I get a good chance, actually. They're all playing this weekend. Yeah. So we go into camp on Monday. I really make sure that I sit back as much as possible and speak to as many people that I respect their opinion, and then. You know, take it from there.
Payne Haas injury. Any update there, Freddie, as to whether he's likely?
Yeah, mate, he's good to go. He's playing.
Oh. So he'll play against the Cowboys most likely?
He's playing against the Cowboys, I believe. I think he's looking at captain's run. So they play. Where are they?
They're up at the Cowboys. The Broncos. Up. Yeah.
Is that on Saturday?
Yes, it is. Hey, Freddie, we haven't asked you properly about Nathan Cleary's performance, and you've played in many, many Origins, watched many, coached many now also. Where does that sit, that particular performance from Nathan?
Yeah, hard to say. You know, I think you've got to sit back and also say that we were at a win or nothing. It's an easy game to go into when you've lost the first one, let me tell you. You know, so... you know, it's a tricky one when you've won the first, and the last one is also becomes tricky because now everyone's patting you on the back and not bagging you, and all of a sudden, you know, most footballers will fight out of the corner. It's always harder to start fast and be throwing them straight away and back yourself. So, you know, this next game poses to be the one where I think we'll deserve, you know, all the praise because, you know, we're in that corner. We had to fight our way out. So it was, you know, the kick for Burden was brilliant. You know, just that little bit of combination work there, obviously. And then once we got on top, he just, you know, they were fatigued and he took advantage and knew how to do it. His kick for a restart was perfect and great. Although, you know, the most important one was the charge down at the start. And didn't get the bounce, got the ball. Munster could have ripped it out of his hands, but he didn't allow it. And that set a tone for the game. So we got behind. He kicked all his goals, kicked them from the sideline. And when you watched him, how he trained during the week, you can understand why. So we need them all to prepare like that for next game.
Now, Brad, 1971, and there was a nightclub musician called Daisuke Inoue.
Yes.
He was a Japanese man. I'm not sure I'm going to ask you this. Are you familiar with this gentleman, Daisuke Inoue?
No, was he a musician, obviously? Yes.
No, musician. He was, yes. But he invented something that's now quite popular worldwide.
In the 70s?
In the 1971. Karaoke. So he came up with, he came up with his own karaoke machine. So my question to you, Brad, what would be your go-to karaoke song?
What would my go-to karaoke song?
Venga Boys?
I'm just trying to think.
Give us a band. Is there a band that comes to mind?
I'm into old music. Yeah. I love Bob Seger. America Ventura Highway is a good song.
Okay. I might play a bit of that for you.
Do you like The Church? I'll tell you my favourite song to sing, Common People by Pulp.
Oh, yes. Who else sang that? John Young sang that, didn't he? The Common People.
Even in the love of the common people. That one?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of the wrong song. Can you hear this come through? I'm not sure if this will work.
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
Nah.
No, but we might have this here. Gibbo's got it here for
what
you.
What have you got,
Gibbo? I took it to a supermarket. Market. I don't know why, but I...
Oh, yeah, I know this.
So it started there.
Our man, Daisuke Inoue, be rolling in his grave.
Oh, what do you want?
Well, Fred, what about for a bit of bonding, take the boys to karaoke? Mm.
Well, there's actually a... I was going to on the first camp. There's an app where you dance.
You dance?
I was going to actually put them... Yeah, you dance. So they... What's it called? So what they do is there's like some songs chosen on the app. All songs, but they're like people put these dance moves to it, and then you've got to have sort of three or four people get up and copy the dance moves.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't.
Well, listen.
I'm glad.
Listen to this, Fredo. You've got these all in Brisbane. We've got Fat Louis, which is karaoke bar, the Palace Lounge Bar, Music City, all, and there's more. There's six karaoke places in the city. So if you're looking for ideas, get them to all to get a song. Remember we did it at Bambusia in Bondi? Do you remember that? And then when Gerds got egged. Remember we're walking home?
I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So we
up the ante on karaoke bars in around Chinatown. Like they become like, you know, gross little rooms where you get in there with your gang and all sorts of mischief.
Oh yes. And it's a free pour. So vodka and I know you're not drinking anymore.
Yeah.
But the Koreans have infiltrated down there and they it's all the free pour, so you can pour as much vodka and orange juice in your drinks.
Actually, I want to ask Freddie too, just drinking thing. If what's inspired you to do it, Freddie? Because I'm seriously thinking about doing it myself, and many others may be as well. What was your inspiration to do it?
Well, my daughter held off until she was 18 to drink, and I said, "Well, I'll do the last year with you," and pretty much haven't only had a couple of drinks since then.
Yeah, you don't need
that. That was it.
Nah.
You don't need it. It does makes the night fun. I'll give you,
that. You know what? Yeah, there's a time and a place. A little bit more control for everyone. Yeah. Actually, be a good thing. But you know what? It does lighten everyone's mood. Everyone's pretty stressed these days. So, you know, hopefully we can win a game in Origin. I'll have a drink after Origin.
You will be doing that, Freddie. I can just... you got everything right. You're ready to go. You're flying. You're a super coach. Brian, you wanted to ask him about a certain appointment, but I said don't go there.
Appointment?
Yeah, for next year.
Oh, yeah. So what if you win this? Or actually, not what if. What, when we win the series, 2-1, are you thinking about maybe going to full-time NRL coaching, or are you just happy just to cop your $500,000 for three games?
Actually, I think the way it works at the moment with Channel 9 and Origin, I don't think it gets better. Like, I love the game.
Yeah.
It allows me to get a piece of every part of it. You know, it's really intense for a couple of months, but then I get to do a lot of community stuff with the coaching job as well. So something I really enjoy, and then the commentary is awesome. So I think at the moment I'm pretty settled, Brian.
Yeah,
but they
you
all can change really quick. You know what these industries are like.
That's right. You never
it
know.
Change very quick. So I'll just keep doing my best.
Yeah, that's all we can ask, Brad.
I tell you what I love about the squad, Brian.
Great attitude.
What I love about the squad, and it's not to say Queensland aren't the same, but I've probably seen it more firsthand with this particular crew, so rock solid. You know, Brandy, and you wouldn't have heard 80% of these interviews, Freddie, but how staunch that bloke is for you, and he should be because you're doing everything right to this point anyway. But and what I love, little subtle things, when the boys win the game and off they come and you're lined up in the coaching order, it's yourself, it's Brandy and it's Bedsy, and you're giving all the boys a cuddle one by one as they come in. Classy, classy stuff, mate. You will be winning game three. We look forward to that, and we appreciate your time here with myself and Fletch on the run home.
Good on you, gents.
See you, Brad. We're going to go out with his song. Yeah. We're going to play.
Oh, we've got a song for him, have we?
No, but he's going to hang up, but we'll play. Here we go.
Now, give us a question, Brian. The run home quiz coming up.
There he goes. Think of Brad. Take us to the break.
Get a job. Look some facts and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
There you go.
Good man. Brad Fittler.